Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Tes. We're holding on daf Nun Chesam Beis with two lines from the end of the page. At Tanu Rabbanan, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the outdoor minion in Woodmere, known as the Church Avenue Minion. The Lenishmas are friends, neighbors, and members. Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh ben Chaim Tovia Alevi, Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alav Shalom, and for Shalema, Tefega Peril Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday was Sunday. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So as we mentioned, we're two lines from the bottom and daf, Nun Ches and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss two opinions of whether the afternoon Ketores and the lighting of the menorah comes before or after the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. So after we learned about the Korban Tamid being Aleh Ashlem, Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, with the exception of the Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid. So first of all, we're going to describe how we know that the Korban Pesach is brought after the Korban Tamid, but also if there are other things that are brought that are done after the Korban Tamid, are they done before or after the Korban Pesach, namely the lighting of the menorah and the Aktaras of the Aktar of the Ketores. Then we're going to have Machlokas Tanayim, whether a Korban of a Mechusar Kippurim, someone who's not allowed to eat Kachim yet because he still owes a Korban, couldn't be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim on a typical day. Now certainly to bring it on Erev Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim so that he could eat Korban Pesach that night, that for sure is okay, because Pesach is Aseh Sheyesh Bo Kares. So even though we ideally don't like any Korbanos being brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, but the guy's not going to be able to do the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach, so you understand we'll make an exception. The question is, what about every other day of the year? If he's a Mechusar Kippurim, can he bring his Korban after the Korban Tamid? The Gemara is going to have two deos about that, and we're going to question and defend the opinion that holds that it can be done. And then before the Mishnah on Beis, the Gemara is going to have two different contradictions in Psukim relating to what exactly we're allowed to be burning on the Mizbeach overnight. So let's begin with the, again, two lines on the bottom of the page. Tan Rabbanan. Says Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have a Braisa. Tamid Kodem LePesach. The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim comes before the Korban Pesach, even though it's Aleh Ashlem Kol HaKorbanos Kulam. Generally, the Korban Tamid is the last thing, but the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. Why? We'll see in a second. Pesach Kodem LeKtores, Ktores Kodem LeSeneros. And even the Pesach's not the last thing that's done. After the Pesach comes Ketores, after the Ketores comes Neros. So why do we have it like this? Why is it that after the Tamid, which is always the last thing, you have three other items that are going on? The Pesach, the Ketores, and the Neros. So says Gemara, Yehuchar davar shenem arbo ba'erev, ubein arbayim, ledavar shlonem arbo ba'erev, elebein arbayim belvad. That which says both ba'erev and bein arbayim, namely the Korban Pesach, where it says both phrases, should come after that which it only says Bein Arbayim, which is the Korban Tamid. Korban Tamid says as a Kevus Hasheni Taaseh Bein Arbayim, but it never uses the term Ba'erev, and therefore the Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid. So the Gemara could not be clearer about why it is that the Pesach is after the Korban Tamid. It's based on drashas from Psukim, the words Erev and Bein Arbayim versus just the words Bein Arbayim, which makes it all the more curious that the Rambam in Ilchus Tmidim Musafin Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel writes that every day the Korban Tamid is shechted 8.5 hours into the day. And it's 2 hours later than normal in order to give time for people to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos, because you're not allowed to bring anything after the Korban Tamid. And he says, except for Korban Pesach, because it's impossible that all of Klal Yisrael is going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach within 2 hours, and therefore Korban Pesach has to be after the Korban Tamid, because there just wouldn't be enough time for everyone to bring their Korban Pesach within 2 hours. So the Acharim say, I don't understand. Why does the Rambam make up his own reason of why the Korban Pesach comes after the Korban Tamid? Because there's not enough time? How about the fact that it says so in Psukim, Erev, Bein Arbayim, versus just Bein Arbayim Belvad? And furthermore, if that's the reason that you don't do the Pesach before the Tamid, can't you just delay the Tamid until 10.5 hours into the day? And then you'll have 4 hours to do the Korban Pesach. It's not even a great reason. The Korban Tamid is flexible. It just has to be done in the second half of the day. Right? if the Ikra's man, like we learned yesterday, is 6.5 hours into the day, and we do it 8.5 hours into the day to accommodate Nedarim or Nedafos, we could have just as easily done it 10.5 hours into the day. And also, how does he know that you can't do the Karban Pesach in 2 hours? Who said? Maybe they were extremely efficient, and they're able to do the Karban Pesach in 2 hours. And also, according to this reason, the Chum should have been Koveya, that the Akravas HaPesachim is before the Tamid and after the Tamid. Mehechi Tesir HaSeh, you have to be Koveya Zman, that the Karban Pesach, bring Karban Pesach whenever you can. If you're really worried about getting all the Karbanos Pesach brought, why would the Chum Koveya that Karban Pesach has to be brought after the Tamid? Just bring the Karban Pesach all day long. As soon as it's kosher to bring Karban Pesach, have it run simultaneously. Also, what would be the problem with that? So that is a major discussion in the Achronim. What exactly we're supposed to make of that Rambam? Not for now, just to raise the issue that the Rambam says a little differently than what it seems to say in the Gemara. There's also a discussion in the Rishonim that since we just said that Karban Pesach is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, because Erev and Bein Arba'im versus just the phrase Bein Arba'im Bilvad, Tosfos raised the issue, Maseches Yuma, what about Pesach Sheni? Someone who was Tamei, was Bederech Rechoka, so he brings a carbon on the 14th day of Iyar. Pasuk says, B'chodesh Sheni Barba Asar Yom, Bein Arba'im Ya'asu Oso. So is that brought before the carbon Tamid? Because it doesn't say Be'erev, it only says Bein Arba'im by Pesach Sheni. Or do we say no? Pesach Sheni is a replacement for Pesach Rishon, and therefore you bring it whenever you would have brought Pesach Rishon. So they bring a raya, Tos brings a raya, where it lists, the Mishnah is going to list on Daf Tzadihei, all of the things that are Bein Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, the differences between the two, and it doesn't mention how the timing as it relates to Karban Tamid as one of the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, which indicates that not only is Pesach Rishon brought after the Karban Tamid, Pesach Sheni is also brought after the Karban Tamid, but Tos says that's not necessarily such a great raya, because maybe ton of a shiur. A lot of times we give lists, and there are other items left off of those lists, and there are other items also that are left off of those lists because a Pesach Rishon is Anush Karis, Pesach Sheni is not Anush Karis. There are other reasons, so maybe that's not necessarily the greatest raya. But that's also an issue that's a suffix that Tosfos brings in Maseches Yuma. So anyway, back to our discussion over here. So we said that nothing is brought after the Karban Tamid except for Pesach, Ktores, Menorah. So we already explained why Pesach is brought after the Karban Tamid, because of the phrasing of the Psukim, Erev and Bein Arba'im, versus something that only says Bein Arba'im. Ihach, he says, Gemara, Ktores, Menorah, Nami, Niknamu, LePesach. So why don't you bring the Ktores and the Neros? Why don't you do the Ktores and the Neros before the Karban Pesach? Because they also don't say both Erev and Bein Arba'im. So Yuchar, Davar, Shnemar, Bar, Bein Arba'im, Davar, Shlonemar, Bar, Bein Arba'im, Bilvad. Right, we, after all, the Karban Pesach, which says both Erev and Bein Arba'im, should come after that which only says Bein Arba'im alone, like the Ketores, where it only says that, and the Menorah, where Baalos Aron Esaneros Bein Arba'im Yaktren Ketores Tamlof Neishem Dorosechem. So it only says Bein Arba'im. So it says more no. Shiny Hasam Hadlakas Neros and the Ketores, even though it only says Bein Arba'im, and by Pesach it says both Erev and Bein Arba'im, still we cannot do the Hadlakas Neros and the Ketores after the Karban Pesach. Why? Demiate Rachmana. There's a special meat in the Torah not to do anything after them. Yaroch, because the pasuk says Yaroch Oso. So we darshin that from that Hadlakas Neros is the last avoda of the day. That's a detanya, as we're about to see. The Bryce is going to tell us how we make such a drasha. May erev ad boker, that the pasuk says may erev ad boker, which means tein la midasa. You have to put in the menorah enough oil, shetei dolekes, may erev ad boker, that it should stay lit, may erev ad boker. And we assume that it's a chatzi log of oil. So the Braisa darshins additionally, davar acher, eilcha avod shekshere may erev ad boker, el zobel vad. So my time, what does it mean? What's the reason? How do we darshin that from the pasuk that the only avod that's kasher may erev ad boker is the menorah? Amr kray, yarochoso arnuvanav, may erev ad boker. From the word oso, so, we learn that that's what it means. Oso Meir Avad Boker, Vein Dover Acher Meir Avad Boker. That's the only avoda that's Meir Avad Boker. And that's why the Karmen Tamen has to come before the Hadlakas Haneros, because only the Hadlakas Haneros is going on Meir Avad Boker. Now, why is Karmen Pesach before the Ketores? Now we've explained why the Tamen is before the Pesach. We've explained why the Pesach is before the Hadlakas Haneros. What about the Ketores? The Iskish Ketores Lineros. Since the Ketores and the Neros are mentioned in the very same pasuk, so we assume that they have the same halachos, and therefore you don't do any other avoda after the Ketores either. So we do after the Korban Pesach, we do the Ketores, and then the menorah. How do I know which one comes first between the Ketores and the menorah? If there is Kish La'adadi, and neither one is allowed to have anything that comes after it, so maybe the Ketores should come after the menorah. So the Rishonim point out, because by the menorah it's beferish that Oso is written in connection with the menorah. So that's beferish that nothing could be done after it. The Ketores is only through the Hekish. So the Ketores is secondary to the menorah. The Rivan points out that you can't do them both bebas achas, because Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that the reason that we're makdim the Ketores to the Neros is because by the Ketores it only says Bein Arbayim. By the Neros it says Erev, May Erev and Bein Arbayim. You would be ma'acharit for that reason. Okay, so that's the reason for the Seder Advarim as we described it. So it says Mar Vitano Ki Kushyon, and we have another Brisa that says, like we explained in the Kasha, that the Korban Pesach actually comes after the Hadlakas Neros and the Ketores, because it says Bein Arbayim and Be'erev by the Korban Pesach, and therefore it comes last. So Tamid Kodem Le Ketores, Ketores Kodem Le Neros, Neros Kodem Le Pesach, Yuchadav Shalom Be'erev Bein Arbayim, Ledav Shalom Bein Arbayim Levad. Meaning there is another Shita in Tanayim, there is a Brisa that tells us that Korban Pesach comes last on account of the fact that it says Erev in Bein Arbayim. And in fact, the Neros and the Ketores are going to come after the Tamid, but before the Korban Pesach. I vaksiv oso, but then what does that brisa do with the word oso, which implies that Hadlakas Neros is the last thing you do, it's the only thing that's done, me'erev ad boker, hay oso mibay le'lemute avodah shebifnim. That's just telling me that you're not allowed to do any other avodos in the heichal after the avodos haneros. Avodos haneros is an avodah bifnim, but the Korban Pesach is done outside of the heichal, so it's not included in that miyut. So ein achinami, there is a drasha oso, nothing after the menorah, but what do we mean nothing? Nothing in the Heichal after the menorah. There could still be other things. Oh, mind you, what does it mean, nothing in the Heichal? What else would be in the Heichal? Ketores. It means don't bring the Ketores after the menorah. That the Ketores comes before the menorah. The Achronim raises the point that the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Bias Mikdash says that you're allowed to light the menorah b'chutz and then be machnesit afterwards. The Ravid says that that's not l'chadchila, only b'diavad would that be kosher. But the Rambam sounds like even the Chachila you're allowed to do it. And the Sifra has a drasha where they darshan Yaruch Hasaneros Lefnei Hashem, that not to be Mesakin Mibuchutz and then to be Machnes. So to explain the Rambam and the Ravid, based on that Sifra, the Achronim write, the Briskarav and others write, that as far as the Hatava Saneros, that's what you're not allowed to do Bachutz. But the Adloka is Ksheira Bachutz. So if you're going to say that nothing else can be done, it only excludes Avodah Sehechel, that sounds a little bit against the Rambam, because the Rambam sounds like the Hadlaka Saneros is also not really an Avodah Seichel. It could be done b'chutz. You could do the Hadlaka b'chutz and then bring it bifnim. But anyway, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying, at least, that when we say, according to this Shita, that the Hadlaka Saneros and the Ketores Ketores comes before the Korban Pesach, what about the fact that we have Oso to tell me you're not allowed to bring anything afterwards? No, that's only for Avodah Pnim. So the Gemara explains, why would I think why would I have a havamina to bring the Ketores and the Neros after the Pesach that I need a drasha to tell me otherwise? Salka taita chamina holuk siv balas harnes nes ben arbaim yaktirena ema nadlik Neros bereisha v'hadr naktir Ketores. I'm sorry, why would I have a havamina, meaning if misvara, the Gemara said, why misvara would I have thought that the Ketores comes after the Hadlakas HaNeros that I need a pasuk tell me that Dafka Hadlakas Neros comes after the Ketores, because after all, when we say that the last thing is Hadlakas Neros, we mean the last Avodas HaHechal, and the only thing that's excluding is Ketores. So it's a drasha that's just geared toward the Ketores, which implies that I would have thought Ketores comes after. So Sadatai Tachamina, Holoksiv Balzharnas Es Haneros Ben Arbaim, Yaktirena, Eman Nadlak Neros Beresha, Vahadun Akti Ketores. Just look at the words of the Pasuk. It says Neros first, and then it says Yaktirena. So that's why I would have thought that first Neros and then Ketores. So Miet Rachmana, Oso. That's why I have Oso to tell me that that's not so, that the Neros come after the Ketores. El Ben Arbaim Yaktirena Lamali. But now that you've showed me that Pasuk, what do we do with that Pasuk? The Pasuk says first Neros, and then it says Ketores. So Achikam Rachmana, Be'idon Demidlakas Neros, Tehei Miktara Ketores. No, that doesn't mean to say that you're supposed to do the Ketores after the Neros. It's saying by the time you light the Neros, the Ketores should have already been burnt. And that's why it mentions Ketores after the Neros. The Rashi explains that we're trying to say that the Ketores HaKetores should be in the middle of Hadlakas HaNeros, unlike what we just said. I mean, I just explained according to Rashi that it's saying it should have already happened. By the time you light the Neros, Ketores should have already be done. Rashi says, no, it's right in the middle, that the Gemara Maseches Yuma says that according to the Chachamim, the Ketores shall Shachar was done in between the Hatavas Chamesh Neros and the Hatavas Shtei Neros. They would first do Hatava, they'd clean out five of the Neros, then Ketores Shel Shachar, and then do Hatavas Shtei Neros. So he says the same thing with the Ketores of Ben Arbayim. They would light five Neros, do the Ketores, and then light the other two. So it was done actually right in the middle, and that's why we have these conflicting indications from the Pasuk, whether Neros are last or whether Ketores is last, because in a sense, they're both last. Now, one of the things we mentioned over here is that the din by the menorah is you're supposed to put in midasa shetei dolekes me erevad boker, enough oil to last me erevad boker. So we said that that's a chatzi log of oil that you put in. Now, there's a famous kasha, obviously, we know the Beis Yosef by Chanukah of why it is that we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah if after all they had enough oil to last for one day, so they should have only celebrated 7 days of Chanukah because there's only 7 days of the Nes. So we know there are 100 answers in the Sefer Ner Lameya. Others from came up 300 answers, 500 answers, whatever. But what was the original answer? What was the answer that the Beis Yosef, it was Beis Yosef's Kasha, so he gets the right to give the first answer. So the first answer was, Beis Yosef's answer was that they saw that they weren't going to have enough oil to last for 8 days, and they weren't going to be able to secure new oil for the next 8 days. So initially, they took their one day of oil and they split it into eight parts. So that every night was a miracle, because every night they only lit 1/8 of the amount of oil, and it lasted all night. So the Pri Chadash just points out that Lechora is against this Gemara, because Lechora they have no heter to do that. The Gemara says in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, you have to put in enough oil to last. May Erev Adbo. Beis Yosef must have held that it's not ma'akev, that given the option of being mevatel mitzvah entirely, maybe the yeshir is not going to be ma'akev b'di'evet. But that's why the Pri Chadash, meaning the reason we need 100 answers, because the first answer was problematic. What was the problem with the first answer? So this is the problem. The problem is that it's against our Gemara. That was the issue with the first answer. Just also to mention, the Sfas Emes raised a question. I didn't quote a Sfas Emes yesterday on his Yard Sense. We'll quote today. Why is the limud oso better than the limud of Yuchar Davar? Meaning we said that that which it says Erev and Beit Arbayim should come later, which means Karm Pesach should really technically come after the Ketores and the Neros. Then we said, no, but Oso tells me that Neros comes last. Why is Oso any better than the drasha of Yuchar Davar, that Ben Arbayim and Erev? As far as Tamid and Karm Pesach, we said that Yuchar Davar is better than Aleh Ashlem Karl Kamaran Skulam. We also have conflicting drashas. That Karm Tamid is always last. Aleh Ashlem Karl Kamaran Skulam. Ah, but Yuchar Davar, it says Erev and Ben Arbayim, so that wins. So why is Yuchar Davar stronger than Aleh Ashlem Karl Kamaran Skulam, but somehow weaker than Oso? So the Achronim answer that the Oso that it says by the Ketores and the Neros are the last avodas of the day, and there's no avoda after them. So it's better to say Yuchar Davar that's why it's better. It's a stronger drasha than Yuchar Davar, as opposed to Aleh Ashlem. Aleh Ashlem doesn't mean the Karmatamid is last. It just means that these zman that's kavua for the other karbanos hayom is between the times of the two karbanos, but it's not about the karban tamid necessarily being last. It's kovea the zman of the other karbanos, as opposed to oso is kovea that menorah is last, and therefore that's better than something that doesn't say explicitly that it's last, just an indication by the wording that the pasuk uses of erev and bein arba'im. Okay, so vayter in the gemara now. Tan rabbanan ein l'chadovrish kodem le'tamid shel shachar elik toras b'vad. The only thing that comes before tamid shel shachar is the ketores. Shenem arba, it says as far as the ketores is concerned, baboker baboker. So yuktam ketores dovrish shenem arba baboker baboker duchziv hikter olavar ketores samim baboker baboker le'dovrish lo nem arba le'boker echad. Tamid shel shachar only says boker once. Ketores says baboker twice, and therefore the ketores comes first. And the only things that ever happen after the Tamid shel bein arba'im, like we've discussed, at least according to one day, the Ketores, the Neros, and the, according to everybody, after the Tamid shel bein arba'im, the Ketores, the Neros, and the Pesach. The two deos we had in Tanaim is in what order those things happen. Is it Pesach and then Ketores, then Neros, or is it Ketores, Neros, then Pesach? But everyone agrees all of those things come after the Tamid shel bein arba'im. And there's another one. Umuchusar kippurim be'erev ha-pesach. That if a person is umuchusar kippurim, someone was tamei, and they're not allowed to eat kachim until they bring a karban today, so they're, if, and it's erev pesach, so they're not going to be able to eat their karban pesach unless they bring the karban. But the karban tamei's already been brought, so it's too late. No, it's not too late. The umuchusar kippurim can bring his karban so that he'll be able to eat karban pesach. Shetovel shein esvachlas pischol erev, he goes to the mikvah again, and he can eat his karban pesach that night. Rabbi Shmuel Rosh Rabbi Yochum and Broka Omer Achidish. That af that even a Mechusar Kippurim, when it's not Erev Pesach, even though there's no Chi of Kares that's hanging in the balance like Karban Pesach, there's just Stam, he wants to eat Kachim, and it's already past the time of the Karban Tamid has already been brought, we make an exception, we allow him to bring his Karban in order to achieve his full Tahara and to be able to eat Kachim. So Bishlam, the Tanakama, I get why the Tanakama allows it on Erev Pesach. Yavo Asei de Pesach, because the assay of Pesach is an assay that's associated with Chiv Kares, so that should overpower the assay of Ashlama that the Karban Tamid always has to be last, Shane Bokares, because there's no Din Kares in the assay of Ashlama in making the Karban Pesach, in making the Karban Tamid last. So that I get. But according to Rabbi Shlomo Rosh Rabbi Yochum and Broka, that this is true every day of the year, you're allowed Mechusar Kippurim to bring his Karban after the Karban Tamid. I understand that there's a mitzvah sasei that of achilas kachim that he's got, that he wants to do, but there's also a mitzvah sasei of aleh ashlem kol karbanos kulam that you're not allowed to bring anything after the Tamid. Why should one asay beat out the other asay? Meaning, in both of these instances, it's an asay versus an asay. You have an asay of achilas karban pesach versus an asay of aleh ashlem kol karbanos kulam. But the asay of achilas pesach is kares, so it's a stronger asay, right? That's how the achronim raised the question. Well, wait a second. I thought all these rules of being docha, say docha los say, doesn't apply in the Middash. Ein asay docha los say shabbe Middash. So how do I know that an asay of kares is docha an asay? So the Achronim point out, no, the idea of ein asay docha los say shabbe Middash, Ramban writes in his commentary to Chumash, is because mitzvos asay represent avas Hashem. Mitzvos los say represent yiras Hashem. When you love, you want to do for, right? When you're afraid of, you want to not step on anyone's toes, you want to not do anything wrong. So asay represents Ava, Los Asay represents Yira. Ava is greater than Yira. Asay is Docha, Los Asay. But in the Mikdash, even though Ava is generally greater than Yira, there are certain places where Yira takes center stage. As Mikdashai Tira'u, that there's a certain trepidation when it comes to Mikdash. That's what the Ramban says. Ein Asay Docha, Los Asay Shabim Mikdash. That's got nothing to do with an Asay Sheish Bokares being stronger than an Asay Shein Bokares. If you have two Asays, of course, even in the Mikdash, the Asay Sheish Bokares is going to win. The Tosos raises the question in the name of the Riva, but wait a second, what are the rules of Asay Docha Los Asay, or whenever you have one thing being Docha the other, it's got to be Be'idna, it has to be at the same time. chalayim betzitzis, right? I could put tzitzis, I could put wool strings on a linen garment, even though that's shatness, because I'm being mekayim the mitzvah at the very moment that I'm violating the issur of shatness. It has to come simultaneously. Over here, that doesn't seem to be happening, because you're doing the avera of, you're going against the aseid hashlama by bringing your karban now, so that you could do achilas kachim later. That's later that you're going to do the achilas kachim. So Tosa suggests that the hetzer to be makrav of the karbanos for his kapara is only after you're already makrav of the karban pesach. But the karban pesach is only going to be kosher if you're able to eat it. And if you're not able to bring these karbanos, you're not going to be able to eat it. So it turned out that the pesach would be pasul. So it's all sort of happening simultaneously because you already brought the karban pesach. And therefore, to be makshir that karban pesach that you already brought, when you bring this carbon, it's now retroactively going to be makshir that carbon pesach. So in that sense, it's simultaneous. The Rishonim also raised the question that, wait a second, who's violating the aseid d'ashlama to allow this mechusar kippurim to eat his kosher? He's not the one violating the aseid d'ashlama. He's a Yisrael. He doesn't do any of the avodah. So some kohen is going to violate the aseid d'ashlama so that this guy can get his mitzvah? Well, why should that be allowed? I thought the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, enom ladam chatei kedei sheiska chavircha. Shabbos daf dalid. We don't tell a person to do an avera in order that somebody else should benefit. So Tosla suggests that we only say enom ladam chatei kedei sheiska chavircha if the guy was posheya. So, but over here the guy didn't do anything wrong. He just didn't get it there in time. One could argue, well, why didn't he get there in time? They also say that maybe a mitzvah shel rabim is different. That maybe when it comes to a mitzvah shel rabim, which karm pesach might be, that would overpower the aseid hashlama. Okay, so says Gemara further now. So Amar Ravina, Amar Rav Chista. The Gemara is answering the question. So again, we left off with the question. According to the Shita, that a Mechusar Kippurim is always allowed to go after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im, why should that be so? It's an Aseh versus an Aseh. Leaving aside Erev Pesach, it's just an Aseh versus an Aseh. So why should he be allowed to bring his carbon? So Amar Ravina, Rav Chista, Hacha B'Chatas Ha'of Askin, Nashen L'Mizbeach El Adama. Now, over here we're talking about a Chatas Ha'of, where the Mizbeach only gets the Dam of the Chatas, whereas the Basar is Nechel to the Kohanim eat the Basar. It's not burnt on the Mizbeach. So you could bring it even after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im, because the Aseid HaShlama is only about that which is burnt on the Mizbeach. That everything's got to be burnt after the Tumah Shel Shachar, before the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. But the Shechita, the Zrika, on their own, is not an Isser to do after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. So if you're talking about a Chatas Ha'of, so what are you going to have to do already? A Shechita, a Zrika, that you're allowed to do after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. The Gemara brings another answer. Of Papa Amar, Afilu Teima B'Chatas Behema. We could even be talking about a Chatas Behema, where you do have to burn things on the Mizbeach, and you could just say that Malu Malina, brush on the Mizbeach. Just don't burn it. Just bring it up to the Mizbeach and just leave it there overnight. And through that, it will become, that way, it's not going to be possible, Lina, because once the Mizbeach is collated, once it's on the Mizbeach, it doesn't become possible, Lina. It's only possible, Lina, if it's off the Mizbeach, and you're not going to be makdir it. So you sort of thread the needle that way. You make sure it doesn't become possible, Lina, but you know you don't actually burn it after the carbon tamid shel bein arba'im. So ask the Gemara that on the first answer that we said that it's omer chatas ha'ov. So if that's the case, va'ika asham. But Mitzora has to bring a carbon asham for his kapara as well. So calls man that he doesn't bring it, he's not going to be allowed to eat kachim anyway. So you can't just tell me he only has a chatas ha'ov. There are other karbanos that also have to be taken care of. So bishlam l'rav papa ha'inu d'malala. So according to the second answer that we gave, I understand very well that just like by the Chatas Ha'of, we said there's an Eitzah, you could bring it up to the Mizbeach, just like by Chatas Behema, there's an Eitzah, you could bring it up to the Mizbeach and just leave it there and don't burn it. Okay, so you could do the same thing with the Asham. El Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista, that no, it had to be about a Chatas Ha'of because it had to be something that doesn't get burnt on the Mizbeach. So Michael the Member, what's the Asham Mitzora going to do? An Asham Mitzora can't be a bird, it's always got to be a Keves. So Amri Shekarav Ashamo. No, must be that we're talking about a case where the guy's in Mechusar Kippurim, but he already brought his Karban Asham. He just hasn't brought his Chatas. So the only thing he has left is the Chatas Ha'of, and since the Chatas Ha'of doesn't get burnt on the Mizbeach, he's okay. He could do that after the Tumah Shel Bein Arba'im. Vayika Ola, but there's a third Karban. There's a Karban Ola. And by the Ola, the whole thing gets burnt on the Mizbeach. So don't tell me you're not going to burn it on the Mizbeach. Vechitema Ola Lama'ak. But maybe you'll say, no. You got to bring an Ola, but you're allowed to eat Kachim before you bring the Karban Ola. So he doesn't need the Ola today. Makshim Shachatos Vashem Makvin also Kachalos Makavto. But that's not true. The Rabbi Shlomo Rosh Rabbi Brocha tells me that the Ola is also Ma'akev his Achilas Kachim. V'chitema. Oh, so you can tell me is Bishakarva Ola. So maybe we're talking about a case where he already brought his carbon Ola. Umi Karva Ola so Kodem L'Chatos Rishon. Is that possible? Can you bring the carbon Ola before you bring the Chatos? V'atanya, doesn't the Brisa tell us that when it talks about the carbon Ola V'yored, the pasuk says that vihikrives asher lechatos rishona. So matam lomer, what does it mean when it says rishona? Im lelamit sheteko demis laola. If it's telling me that it's got to come before the ola harik farnemer v'sasheni yasa ola b'mishpat. So it already says that the second one is the ola. So obviously the chatos comes first. Elazeb b'neav. Why does it say rishona? What's that word rishona teaching me? Lekol chatos you kodmos lekol olos habal siman. Forget about the carbon ola v'yored. All chatos that come together with an ola, chatos always comes first. Not only that, even if it's a chatos ha'ov and an olas behema, the chatos ha'ov comes before an olas behema. So don't tell me that we're talking about where you already brought the ola before the tamid, and now you only need to bring the chatos. You have no business bringing the ola before the tamid. The chatos has to be brought before the ola. So again, we're back to our question: how could it ever be that a mechusar kippurim is allowed to bring his carbon after the carbon tamid? You're not allowed to bring anything on the zvech after the carbon tamid. And don't tell me it's a chata sof, so you're not bringing anything on the zvech. There's an ola also, so that's got to go on the mizbech. So Amrav shiny olas mitzora derachmana amar vela koines ha'ola shehela kvar, that dafka that by an olas mitzora is different than all other olas, because dafka by the olas mitzora it says that ves ola yala, it says vehela, it doesn't say ves ola yala, it says hela, which implies that you already brought the ola before the chatas, meaning even though you're right, we just proved that a chatas always comes before an ola. Ola's mitzvah is an exception. The Ola could come before the Chatas. So since it could be that he brought the Ola already, and all he needs now in order to be able to eat Kadshim is the Chatas, so even though the Karmat Tam has already been brought, he can bring the Chatas at this point and just don't burn it on the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara asks on Rav Papa. So Amalei Shavim Barabel Rav Papa. Lidi Dachta Amrit Malo Melina Barosh Shal Mizbeach. You, Rav Papa, said that you can take the even an Ola's Behema and just put it on the Rosh Shal Mizbeach and leave it there and don't burn it. And that way, it's not going to be a violation of the Aseh Dash Lama. How can we do that? How can we put something on the Zbech and tell the Kohanim not to burn it? You know how much is going on in the Beis HaMikdash? There's a very good chance that they're accidentally going to burn it. So why would you put a michshol right in their path? They're going to be busy being maktir all the other chalavim and evarim of all the kabanos that were shechted that day and that had Zrikas Dam that day. So they're going to see this up there on the Mizbech. They're going to burn that too, and it's going to be a violation of being maktir after the Karmat Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. How could you just leave it on the Mizbeach? So I'm like, Kohanim's reasoning. What kind of operation do you think we're running over here? The Kohanim were experts. They knew exactly where everything was and when everything. They knew exactly. They were extremely careful about how they ran the Beis HaMikdash. So you don't have to worry that you're being machshel them. They, granted, there are no signs or anything on the different pieces of meat or whatever, but they knew. They were very on top of things. Kohanim's reason. So I'm like, Rav Ashi, the Rav Kana, Va'amri Rav Huna braid Rav Nasan l'Rav Papa, that someone said to somebody, how could Shechitas Karbanos of the Kapara and the Zrikas Adam be allowed for Mechusar Kippurim Fatihit Kachem Kamed Lo Meskatun Emurin calls man that they're not Makti the Emurim Kanem Lo Matziach L'Basar? So wait a second, you're going to tell me that in order for the Mechusar Kippurim to get his Kapara, we're going to allow it to be done after the Karmat Tamid, and don't worry, all you got to do is don't burn it on the Mizbeh. Put it on the Mizbech and don't burn it on the Mizbech. It's not going to work. He's not going to be allowed to eat. He's not going to be allowed to eat kachim. He's not going to get his kapara. Because about kamadul miskatri emurin, if the emurin have not yet been burned from his karban, kohanim lomatsiach libasar. The kohanim are not allowed to eat the basar of the karban. And the next step is going to be, and if kohanim don't eat the basar, he doesn't get a kapara. So a mechusar kapara is only going to get his kapara when they can burn it on the Mizbech. So you can't just leave it there all night. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that tells us as follows: Yachli, you kohanim rasha'in b'chaz v'shok. Kodem Akhtar Zemurin, I might think that the Kohanim are allowed to already eat the Chaz of Ashok, which are the Bayesh Shlomim, the Chalavim are Nektarim on the Mizbeach, and the Chaz of Ashok goes to the Kohanim. They're allowed to eat the Chaz of Ashok. I might think that they could do that even before the Akhtar Zemurin. Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk says when it comes to the Korban Shlomim, Viktar Kohen is Hachelef HaMizbecha, Vahadar Vayachaz Alar Ruvanov. That first you got to burn what you got to burn, and then the Chaz of Ashok Alar Ruvanov. So right now we've shown that the Kohanim are not allowed to eat until you burn something. So if you're not burning the if you're not burning the chatas ha'ov, so the Kohanim are not going to be allowed to eat anything. V'kamet the Kohanim la'achli basar, and if the Kohanim are not allowed to eat, Bailum lo meschapri, then the Bailum doesn't get a kapara anyway. T'tanya v'achlosim asher kupar behem, melamich Kohanim ochlim, Bailum meschaprim. That's the way it works. When the Kohanim eat, the Bailum get their kapara. So as long as the Kohanim have not eaten the basar, the kapara has not happened yet for the Bailum, so the Mechusa Kippurim is still not allowed to eat kachim, so you haven't solved anything. We're saying we're willing to sacrifice the Asei Dash Lama and let this guy bring his Chatas Ha'ov after the Karban Tamid, because he's so desperate, he needs to be able to eat kachim, we need him to be able to do the mitzvah. Well, guess what? If you're not allowed to burn anything on the Mizbech, it means the Kohanim are not allowed to eat anything. The Kohanim are not allowed to eat anything. He's not getting his kapara anyway. He's not going to be allowed to eat kachim anyway. Samarlei, so Rav Kana said back to Rav Ashi, or Rav Papa said back to Rav Hunabredo, whoever asked whoever, Kivan de lo efshar, since it's impossible to burn the Emurim on that day, because you have this issur of Allah Hashem Kol HaKarbonos Kulam, Asom Kami Shenit Moshe Avdu. No, for this carbon, we pretend that the Emurim had become Tameh or had gotten lost. And in such a case, Kohanim are allowed to eat even before the Akhtar, because there's never going to be Akhtar if it became Tameh or got lost. So in this case, since it's impossible, possible, you're not allowed to burn it because Allah Hashem Karo Kabbalah Skulam, we treat it as if it got burnt or it became tamei or lost. Titanya Yachal Nitmu Emur No Shavdu Lo Yu Kohanim Zakon Bechaz V'Shok. You might think that if I'm never going to be able to burn the Emurim because they became tamei or they got lost, the Kohanim will never be able to eat the Chaz V'Shok. Tamalom Arvaya Chazal Arvanov Mikol Makom. Then no, the Chaz V'Shok goes to Arun Arvanov no matter what. So they're always going to be allowed to eat the Chaz V'Shok. And that's why, in this case as well, the guy is going to be able to get his kapara. The Shulchan Aruch writes that a person should say, when you say karbanos in the morning, that you say the parshios of karbanos before you daven, and in the Seder Adavar, you say the Ola, the Mincha, the Shlamim, the Chatos, and the Asham. So Magen Avraham asks, why is Ola before Chatos? La Halacha, Chatos comes before an Ola. So he answers that, why is it that a Chatos comes before an Ola? Well, whatever he answers, but there's another reason why the Seder Kriyas HaParshios should always have the Ola before the Chatos, based on our sugya that the Achronim point out, that the Achilas Kohanim is a chelik of the Kapara of the Karban, right? V'achlosam asher kupar behem. The Kohanim are Ochlim and the Bailim are Mischaprim. So Bizman HaZeh, we don't have Achilas Kohanim. Yeah, we have the reading of the Parshios of the Karbanos, and it's Ki'ilu, you were Makrav the Karbanos, yet that's Ki'ilu, you were Makrav the Gufa Karban, but it's not Ki'ilu, the Kohanim ate the Karban. So it turns out that we're missing the Kapara that's achieved by Achilas Kohanim. Meaning, even though we have this great gift that we're able to say Karbanos and we get some kapara out of that, we don't get the kapara of the Achilas Kohanim Bizman HaZeh. So that's why there's a difference between a chatas and an ola. A chatas, there's Achilas Kohanim. So Bizman HaZeh, we don't really get the kapara of the chatas. The ola doesn't have Achilas Kohanim because it's kula kalil. So by saying the parsha of the ola, we get full kapara. And that's why ola's kodemes la amiras chatas Bizman HaZeh. That's what they suggest, why we do the ola before the chatas. Okay, vaitin the Gemara of Kana Rabbi. So now the Gemara is just going to ask two different series in Pesukim. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk loyon chel chagi ad boker udelo yalin hakol alayla kulu yalin. Sounds like you're allowed to leave the emurim all night below the next to the mizbeach, and before alos hashachar you go up and you burn it. Uksiv, and the pasuk says victor lechal v'yashlam alah hashem kol karbonos kulam, that nothing gets burnt after the tamid shel bein arba'im. So how could we say that lo yalin means that you're allowed to be makdir throughout the night? So who must have loved him mefarik lakashini tosu? You're allowed to be makdir the emurim of karbonos that were already shechted earlier that day. You're not allowed to be makdir new things at night. So that's the answer to stira number one. Ramele Rav Safra l'Rava. Rav Safra asks another stira to Rava between two different psukim. By the Karban Pesach that's shechted on Erev Pesach, Ksiv, the pasuk says, lo yolin laboker zeva chag ha-pesach. Laboker lo yolin. You're not allowed to leave over any part of the Karban Pesach, the emurim of the Karban Pesach, until until the next morning. You've got to burn it that night on the Mizbech. Hakala Laila Yalin. Sounds like you're allowed to leave it over as long as, you know, late into the night, as long as you burn it before Alos HaShachar. So that's happening on the first night of Pesach, right? On the night of the Karm Pesach. V'aksiv, but the Pasuk says by a Karban Musaf of Shabbos, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato, that only a Karban of Shabbos can be brought on Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos, v'lo Olas Chol b'Yom Tov, that any Karban that was brought on a weekday, you're not allowed to burn on Yom Tov. Well, wait a second, when did you bring the Karban Pesach? That was Erev Pesach. And we're saying that you have all night to burn it on the Mizbech, all night, that's Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn things on the Mizbech, you're not allowed to burn a Karban Shel Chol on Yom Tov, so how is it that you're allowed to burn the parts of the Karban Pesach on the Emurim of the Karban Pesach on the first night of Pesach? So Amalei, so Rava said to Rav Safra, Kvar Gram Yenealei, Rabbi Abba Barchia, the Rabbi Avo. You're not the first person to ask this question, it's an old question. And Vishani Lei, and the answer was already given. Hacha Barbas, Shchalios B'Shabbos Askinan, Dechavei Shabbos, Kraven B'Yom Tov. The Pasuk is Dafka talking about a case where Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. So it's not a weekday carbon that you're burning Pesach night on Yom Tov. It's a Shabbos carbon that you're burning on Yom Tov. And you're allowed to burn a Shabbos carbon on Yom Tov. But Einachinami, during the week, when Pesach falls out on any other day, so you got to burn it before Yom Tov starts. You're not going to be allowed to burn the Emurim on that night. So Amalei, Mishum Dechavei Shabbos Kraven B'Yom Tov, V'na Nekum V'Neimalei, Dahai Krab Harbas V'Shchalios B'Shabbos U'Duchsiv. Because we have this halacha, that Chavei Shabbos are Kraven B'Yom Tov, we're going to take a pasuk, it sounds like it's talking about every Karban Pesach, and limit it so, we're going to limit it to say, oh, that must only be talking about a Karban Pesach when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Amalei, Shafke L'Kra Du'Dachu K'mukum Anafshei. It's not me doing it, the pasuk does it. There's no other answer. So it's got to be what the pasuk means. Meaning, we're willing to make such an ukimta when there's no other way out. So what do you want from me? There's no other way out. The Tzlach just raises the obvious question of like, what's the question and what's the answer over here? Meaning, we knew there was a kasha and we knew that this was the answer. So like, that's the answer? Yeah, that's the answer. So it's unclear exactly what that's about. But okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem at the Mishnah tomorrow.